If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
I want people on set who are as fired up as I am, Tom Cruise stated about his upcoming Top Gun threequel. The veteran actor, 63, is reshaping the cast as he looks to drive revenue for Top Gun 3, according to RadarOnline.com. Cruise, with a career spanning over four decades and hits like Mission Impossible and Jerry Maguire, remains a major box office draw. However, insiders report rising tensions within his new boys' club. As he prepares to revive Maverick, Cruise is reportedly streamlining the supporting cast to include only those who share his passion and work ethic. A high-level showbiz source noted, "There's a subtle but real frustration among some actors who feel overlooked. Only about half of the main supporting cast from Maverick will be back for Top Gun 3, which is exactly how Tom prefers it." The insider pointed out that while the official narrative emphasizes keeping the cast dynamic, Ed Harris and Jennifer Connelly displayed a lack of investment in their roles. Ed didn't have a great time on set, and Jennifer came across as disengaged in her role as Maverick's romantic partner, the source said. Cruise demands total commitment from his team, and those who don't fit the Top Gun family ethos risk being sidelined. Jennifer handled herself professionally but stayed somewhat aloof. Ed had some creative conflicts, which didn't sit well with Tom, the source added, contrasting them with John Hamm and Glenn Powell, who flourished during filming and developed a strong rapport with Cruise. Hamm, 52, and Powell, 33, are considered part of Cruise's trusted circle, and the source opined that Glenn, in particular, is seen as a protege. Miles Teller is also in consideration, pending his schedule. Since the original Top Gun's 1986 release, Cruise has maintained his status as a leading man, with films collectively grossing over $13 billion worldwide. True action. Despite personal controversies, Cruise's reputation for performing stunts remains intact. Sources reveal that he exercises complete control over his films, emphasizing that this third Top Gun is all about Tom. Following the success of Top Gun, Maverick, which grossed nearly $1.5 billion, there are high expectations for the sequel as filming is targeted to start in late 2026. Cruise is heavily involved in all aspects of production, channeling his passion into the project.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.